Hi, this is a dictation for patient Cynthia Green, CYNTHIAGREEN. Date of birth is 6/15/1956. Date of service is 9/18/2024. This is a new patient visit. Patient was referred by a chiropractor from Bronco Injury Chiropractic for a follow-up visit and evaluation. The patient reports that she is having a severe back pain in the lower back, and this pain has been severe, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and is shooting down to the legs. That is her main only complaint. This pain has been going on since 2022. History of presenting illness: the patient is having a constant pain in the lower back, which is across, and is thought to be resulting from a degenerative disc disorder and possible SI joint involvement. This pain is constant every day, and no pain is reported in the middle back or neck area or upper back area. No pain in the chest or shoulder, elbows, or any other joints. No pain in the knees or hips is reported. However, this pain from the lower back does shoot down every day with pain and numbness and tingling to the posterior part of both legs all the way to the ankle, but not involving any foot or the toes. She describes them as throbbing, sharp, aching, and are 7 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 9. Modified factor for the pain: pain is worsened by standing and walking and improved by nothing. The patient reports that she has had MRIs and x-rays for this area, and she do not have any muscle weakness on the upper or lower extremities. No bladder bowel incontinence is reported, and there is a constant numbness and tingling which happens at least once a day, lasting for several hours, in the lower back. No headaches, no symptoms of TBI, no weakness, lightheadedness. Patient denies subtle anesthesia, sleep disturbance, anxiety, depression, panic, and no other symptoms are reported. Regarding the past treatment, patient did not have any doctor's appointment, except she had one epidural injection on 8/7/2024. She has had chiropractic care for last 3 years, physical therapy also for 3 years, without any major relief. Even massage has been done. Please review the records for the ADLs, for the system review, surgical history, allergy history, family history, relationship status, disability history, legal history, and personal history, as well as the ADLs. Physical examination: the blood pressure is 153/92, pulse 52, pulse ox is 100, height 5'6", and weight is 200. Cynthia Green is a 68-year-old African-American female of a good build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. There is no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, or learning here. And she is well dressed, and demeanor is good, good attitude, hygiene is good. She is able to walk reasonably well with some limping and some pain, but not using any adaptive devices. She is known to have a lymphedema in both legs, and for last 7 years, which has not been treated well. And there is no fever and no other shortness of breath, no acute distress. And in the skin, please mention there is a lymphedema in both the lower legs, involving the upper and lower legs, very much extremely swollen and thick skin, and non-painful, non-tender, is being treated by her primary care physician. Other than that, rest of the physical exam, including neurological examination, psychological, psychiatric, musculature examination, is normal. No muscle spasm or paravertebral muscles are involved. The musculoskeletal inspection, palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness, none is observed, except bilateral SI joint, which are slightly tender. Paravertebral muscles are pretty normal. Range of motion: cervical spine is completely normal at forward flexion 50, extension is 60, bilateral side flexion is 45, bilateral rotation is voting. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion 60 and extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 10, bilateral rotation is 15 degrees. The cervical spine, so the maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain are as follows. In the cervical spine, the Hoffman sign was found negative. Sprodlin sign, Lerman test are negative. And distraction test is negative and the Sotol test is negative. In thoracic spine, Reeves test is negative, Slum test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Bijanski Kernick test is negative. And straight leg raising test is negative. Kemp test negative, Bregard test negative, Levinsky sign negative. In SI joint, bilateral SI joints are fine, tender slightly, with Faber test and Gonsolin test being positive. But distraction test, iliac compression test, standing flexion test were found negative, Trendelenburg sign is negative. Examination of the extremities, all the extremities are completely normal, no physical finding except for the lymphedema in both the legs, that is there. In the diagnosis journal, lower extremities M79.604, M79.605, and lymphedema in the lumbar spine M54.5, M51.27. M54.16, M48.06, and M54.30. SI spine, M46.1, M54.17. Plan of care for Cynthia Green is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient can continue seeing the chiropractic treatment, physical therapy treatment as available. Medications, the patient was provided with the following medication, which is Flexeril 10 mg twice a day and Trazodone 50 mg at night, Lidocaine gel 5% 200 gram daily with one refill, and patient is taking Advil and Motrin of her own as anti-inflammatory. The MRI is available and is reviewed and described. MRI was done on November 24, 2021. Is provided with so L1, L2, there is a grade 1 retrolisthesis with the disc bulge and bilateral facet hypertrophy, compressing the thecal sac and causing severe right and moderate left neuroforaminal neuron. At L2, 3 grade 1 retrolisthesis is seen with posterior right paracentral disc herniation and increased T2 signal, edema, inflammation associated with annular tears with. Along with bilateral facet joint hypertrophy, compressing the thecal sac and causing mild to moderate narrowing of the right lateral recess with severe bilateral neuroforaminal narrowing. L3, L4, grade 1 anterior listhesis, posterior disc protrusion type herniation and bilateral facet joint hypertrophy with mild effusions, compressing the thecal sac and causing moderate to severe spinal stenosis, moderate to severe bilateral neuroforaminal narrowing. At L4, L5, again, there is a grade 1 anterior listhesis, posterior disc protrusion, herniation, and facet ligamentous hypertrophy, and compression of the thecal sac, causing moderate to severe spinal canal stenosis and bilateral severe neuroforaminal narrowing. L5S1, there is a disc bulge with right foramina protrusion, with bilateral facet joint hypertrophy and mild effusion, compression of the thecal sac, causing moderate to severe right and moderate left foramina narrowing. The patient is advised to continue the home exercises meanwhile, as well as non-pharmacological modalities are okay. Refer to psychiatry if needed. Fitness club, very good. Interventional pain procedures, we recommended doing 3 to 4 epidural injection to the lumbar and 2 sacroiliac joint injection, 2 sets of it, to bring the relief and healing. Surgical options will be considered at a later date. Neuropsych, none. Attended care case worker is not warranted. Requested record release from the past investigations. No new investigation is being ordered. DMEs. Patient is advised to continue some back brace, tense unit. Education, yes. And a follow-up visit will be 1 month. Direct contact, yes. Thank you.